Eastern Airlines, once one of the nation's biggest carriers, used to fly into Vero Beach. The terminal was a modest frame building that was part of Vero's Naval Air Station during World War II. Stan Harbert, a retired station agent for Eastern, says there used to be 5 daily flights in and out of Vero.
One at 7 in the morning northbound, one at 7:30 southbound, and then we call the noon balloon at 266 out of Miami, and used to drop off the Miami Herald papers up there. I can never understand why they put them on an airplane to arrive at noon. Who's going to read the noon? You know?
The morning paper got here about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Then we had the southbound flight in the afternoon around 5.
What were the other stops on these flights from Vero?
Daytona Beach, Jacksonville, Brunswick St. Simon, Waycross, Macon, Atlanta.
It was a real milk run.
That's correct. It's up and down. It was an old DC-3s.
Was this the biggest airline in the East at that time?
One of the bigger ones. We are in competition with National Airlines.
Vero Beach, was it a busy stop in those days?
Yes, it was, because it didn't have Melbourne. They had Orlando, but who wants to drive that far just on a puddle jumper?
Did Eastern fly into Orlando?
Oh, yes. Eastern Airlines was the airline of Walt Disney.
People shipped exotic reptiles and birds to Vero through Eastern Airlines, right?
Well, yes and no. It mostly was tropical fish.
One man who imported tropical fish had an aquarium for them at the airport.
He'd fly a B-17 World War II world bomber down to British Guiana and haul chickens down there. And they fly tropical fish back, and they would breed them, raise them up here, right on the airport.
What were the passengers like in those days? They dressed up more, didn't they?
They sure did. But today, my guys, you're going with your knapsack on and your shorts and your backpack.
Tell me about the old terminal.
It was an old, rustic-looking building.
And you were saying there were 2 telephones, that was all?
Well, that was enough, because you were busy at the counter, we were busy on the radio, and the phones keep running. We had to have 2 to put one on hold all the time, you know.
Was it air-conditioned?
Of course, not a fan.
You worked with a character who everybody knew as P.O. Clements.
Everyone wanted to know, how would you derive the name P.O. Clements? He would not tell anyone, so we called him one day. He said, one time, Vero Beach was the only small station in the whole United States that had air service. And why? Because we had air mail. Because once they stop carrying mail 1 or 2 times, they can't knock it out. It's an iron contract, you're there. So all his friends would send letters to him, P.O. Clements. So they get more mail, so they could see the volume come in to keep the airline going.
So his name was not P.O. Clements?
No, Harold. Evidently, must be Post Office Clements. He and Eli Walker would go out and catch alligators on the runway in the wintertime.
They were sunbathing?
Well, warming up, I guess so, yeah. P.O., he was like an animal man.
He ate rattlesnake meat, too, right?
Yes, he did.
Wasn't he roasting rattlesnake meat one time in the terminal?
That's right. He had a little room back in his office there. He cooked a lot of things. In fact, one time he came up there and gave me some doggone armadillo meat. And it was beautiful. It looked like a big old thick turkey breast.
Did you eat it?
Oh, yeah. A mouthful.
When you flew, did you always fly Eastern?
Oh, of course. On a pass.
Eastern Airlines phased out its flights to Vero in the early 1970s. Stan Harbert worked for Eastern at the Melbourne Airport and retired in 1985. The airline went out of business in 1991. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.
For the 3rd year in a row, more passengers have flown Eastern than any other airline in the free world. If you've helped make us America's favorite way to fly, we thank you. If you haven't flown Eastern recently, give us a try.